There we go.
Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Homeschool Podcast. Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all. Welcome back to Homeschooled Podcast. I'm Augustino Zoida, the host of the Homeschooled Podcast, and I'm here in person this time.
Oh, shit.
With my co-host, Kevin Lyons.
Hey, everybody.
Dude.
We're in my studio now.
Yes, we are in the Too High McFly studio, dude. Yep. And we're not in my usual Homeschooled Podcast studio slash garage. We're in the we're in the Too High McFly studio. And it's awesome.
Isn't it? You like the blue screen?
I like just having you here, man.
Of course.
Because...
Shake and bake.
Dude, the last couple times... And listen, if I have guests calling in, and if you guys have been listening to the podcast, you know I've been having guests calling in. Some people are a little bit more skeptical to go back out and be with other people, and I'm respecting their space. So I'm having some guests call in, and if I'm going to have guests call in, there's no really any use... or need for Kevin to drive all the way over. So, but we've been keeping him in spirit, doing the editing and stuff like that. Dude, wake up.
I'm listening.
You were like getting a little glassy
eye. I'm listening to you.
But it's nice to have you in person, dude. So we decided to do it in studio, just me and Kevin Lyons. No co-host. No guest. It's just me and Kevin, my co-host. Before we get started, I really don't like the sound of my mic, dude.
It's because you turned it. You got to talk into it like that.
Test. Is that better?
Yeah.
It's okay.
You just can't hear. You just can't hear it because of this fucking shit, dude.
I got.
It's the headphones. You sound perfect in here.
Okay. Cool. Before we get started, this episode, you guys, is brought to you by, and I'm so excited to say, Puffy Mattress. Dude, Puffy Mattress is the shit. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Dude, they're our newest sponsors, and I gotta tell you, dude, I got my Puffy Mattress and the best night's sleep. They're not lying, dude. It's America's number one voted mattress, and they're our sponsors. I'm so excited. So you can click the link in the description. They have an awesome promotion right now for $300 off your mattress plus a free pillow. And I mean, they have three different mattresses to choose from. Their original, then they have their Luxe, if you like things a little softer rather than firmer. Then they have their Royal, which is like this thick ass mattress that's got this technology of cooling, dude. It's just crazy, dude. It's just crazy.
It has technology,
dude. It has technology of cooling, like if you're a hot sleeper,
yeah.
So you don't get hot, dude. It's fucking so. Kevin, this is not. I'm not reading shit. I ordered another mattress from this other company. I will not say their name, and I have been having the worst night's sleep of my life. So I returned it. And I got Puffy Mattress, who is now our new sponsor.
Is this the one that you said that were you weren't sleeping well, and they said give it a couple of days?
Yes!
Okay.
They go, well, your body needs to adjust. Listen, bitch, it ain't my first time sleeping on a fucking, like, memory foam mattress, okay? And when you go to hotels or Airbnbs and they have a good quality mattress, you can feel the difference. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Right away. So I don't know what the hell this bullshit give it time shit is, but I'll tell you, I have returned it. I woke up with back pains. I fucking didn't get any sleep, and then I got the Puffy Mattress. And you guys, this is the best mattress I've ever had. Click the link in the description, and I'll tell you what, you're helping yourself out, and you're helping me out. The Homeschool Podcast needs the support. All right, the best way to support the podcast is also by going to homeschoolpod.com and clicking on merch. You can get yourself a T-shirt. We have the Homeschool Podcast T-shirt, hoodies, mugs, stickers, whatever it is, it's all on there. And we have our logo right now, which is the ex-president series of the Homeschool Podcast, which represents the 200s of the Homeschool Podcast. But we are getting very close to the 300s, and we'll have a brand new logo out, and you will not be able to get the ex-presidents anymore. So now's the time to go get it, so we know that you're an OG listener, okay? So head over to homeschoolpod.com, click on merch, and go ahead and go shopping. Even if you can pick up a sticker, anything helps, okay? Also, while you're there, go ahead and hit on tour. click on tour, and you'll see that I am going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, June 18th through 21st, which is Father's Day weekend. I know you guys want to celebrate Father's Day. I know you're sick of being in the house. Get tickets because they're limited seating, as every place is right now. So click on the link, homeschoolpod.com, click on tour, and get yourself some tickets. What do you think about that, bro?
Get yourself some tickets, you guys. Seriously. Sticker, t-shirts. It's, I mean, you're going to get a t-shirt anyway. Might as well get a homeschool podcast and t-shirt and sticker. Yeah,
I'm done buying t-shirts, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm done buying, like, oh, fucking Express has a sale on polos. Dude, I'm done. From now on, I'm wearing my own shit.
Okay? You do it. You wear it, buddy.
That's what I'm gonna do. So all the links will be in the description, you guys. For Puffy Mattress, click the link. For Homeschool Pod merch, click the link. And for Homeschool Pod / tour dates, click the link. It's all in the description. So here we are. It's me and Kevin. And no guests. I just wanted to talk to my co-host for a little bit. Listen, you guys, we're getting you this podcast a little bit late today because it's been a crazy week for me, believe it or not. I have been busier. You know what, dude? I've been, like, so busy this quarantine.
Yeah, I have been, too. Because I've been working. I've been working double.
I know you have, dude. And so have I. Like, I was telling somebody the other day. I was telling both Darren Carter and Adam Ferrara. We were talking on the phone, and we were like, I feel so much pressure to get things done during the quarantine. Like, I feel, like, busier than I've ever been. Like, when the quarantine's over, I'm going to come out and I'm going to go, like, well, I fucking did this and that. I have so many goals that I wanted to hit during this downtime that I feel like I'm so busy. And then if people are like constantly calling me, and if I don't answer, or if they're like, hey, do you have time for this? I'm just like, I don't have time. And people are going like, hey, can you do my podcast? Stuff like that. I'm like, I can't do it that day. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? And then I feel like people are going like, well, what have you been doing? We're in lockdown, so I can't do anything else. But I've actually been like so busy. I do two podcasts a week. I fucking do,
you work
other people's podcasts. I work. I write. I work on my CD, which is still in the works. I work, dude. There's just like so much, you know. There's only so many things to do. And by the way, I was a little late because this week I did another person's podcast, which is the Liars Club podcast. My second time doing it, which is really fun. So if you want to check that out, it's with Felicia Michaels and Jessica Wellington, and it's on the Comedy Store channel. And that's fun, where you tell like two stories and they have to guess which one's the lie. So if you want to check that out, check that out. But yeah, dude, it's just I feel like more or equal pressure. And the lockdown's ending.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's like we're all kind of feeling things loosening up little by little.
It's just wacky. I just think it was a lot of the anxiety and stress of not knowing what this thing was at first, which really like took me out of it, because I didn't know when this thing first hit and everything started shutting down. I mean, like, we've never experienced that before.
Yeah.
And it felt like fucking apocalypse time. It felt like, I'm like, shit, do I need to pack up my car and drive across the United States to go see my family or what? Like, what? Like, I was, it took so much out of me. And then finally, like, I found out that I was, like, even though I couldn't go work in the schools, I was still getting paid for it. And I still had to provide services through, you know, FaceTime and stuff, which I have been doing. And but even then, man, it just took so much out of me. I couldn't really concentrate on doing stuff more creatively. It was more about taking care of myself and like and working. And you know,
at that time everybody was like, oh shit, yeah, like what's gonna happen? I know you didn't know what was gonna happen because you work with kids,
yeah,
which is in the school program, and like, you know, schools are closing. So I remember that at that time you were just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And nobody knew what the hell was going to go on. Mm. And I also kind of feel like, here's one thing that I want to talk about today, dude. And if we have to, we'll circle back to it. But I've noticed a lot of people have gotten really comfortable with this unemployment shit.
Yeah.
Really comfortable, bro.
Because they've been making more money than they do with their jobs. They're making
more money.
Yeah.
So, of course, nobody wants to go back to work. And the government kicks in that extra $600, you guys.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, hell yeah. Dude, I know people. And listen, I'm not mad at you guys. Some of you guys, you work really hard. You can use a little break to make more money is nice. You've been paying into it for a really long time. They take money out of your checks every week for this. So, like, take it. But I know comedians, dude, that are just like, I've gotten into some heated conversations. I'm sure right now everybody's getting into controversial conversations with friends, family, you know what I mean? People mm-hmm. closest to them. I think that everybody's getting into a little heated situation, even with their closest friends. And it's like, I try to avoid it. I try to like see something that I don't agree with and not post. You're not going to change anybody's mind. You know what I mean? Like, you got to keep remembering that. Like Kevin said to me today, a couple of times I had to like remind myself today what you sent me that your grandfather said.
Yeah.
Like a couple of times, dude, I'm not kidding you. Today I almost fucking lost it on some people and went, Kevin's grandfather said, don't take the bait.
Don't take the bait, dude. He used to, my grandfather, he used to fucking challenge us, dude. He actually, here's a funny story is you know how they would have like prank phone callers that try to scam you out of money? My grandfather got prank phone called once for that and he picked it up right away. And he understood that he was getting screwed. So what he did is he kept on giving them the bait, you know, kept on leading them into shit, like saying stuff that's going to get you angry to see if you take the bait. And all these years of him teaching me that, it wasn't until now I understood what it meant, because especially with social media, with everything out there that are just that like clickbait articles and just one sentence like status updates that just get you fired up, and it's just, dude, don't take the bait. That's what they want. They want to get you fired up, and they get fired up when you don't get fired up.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been. That's what I've been. I've been relaxing a lot. I've been listening to what people have to say, and I've not been reacting unless it affects me like personally. Honestly, even though the whole world is at stake with shit, and I don't know, man.
You're not wrong, dude.
I just don't take the bait.
You're not wrong. I'm one of those dudes that's easily gets fired up. And I don't know if I'm wrong. I might not be wrong either, because like there's certain things that should get people fired up. And but you're right. I don't know, dude. I'm there's certain things I just don't want to get involved. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just. But you're right. Like you said that to me today. That your grandfather said not to take the bait, and I'm not gonna lie to you. It saved me like twice today.
That's good. I'm happy it did.
It saved me like twice today, dude.
I wish you could have met him, man. He was a fucking rad dude.
I wish too, man. But how did I get on that subject?
I don't know, man. You took the bait. That's how you got on it.
I was about to be on something, but anyway, dude. Yeah, guys, just there's shit out there you're not gonna agree with. There's gonna be relatives that you're not gonna agree with, and I'm just try to stay away from it. And most importantly, stay focused on what's important to you. And I am trying to get my things done. Like I said, I feel pressure little by little. The world is opening back up to get up again, and people are going to the beach again. I heard that even Los Angeles County restaurants might open next week.
Oh, really? Yeah. That'd be cool.
I heard.
I had a meeting with my work about yesterday about going back into the homes with kids and doing sessions there.
But definitely not schools, right?
No, because schools won't open up until I think maybe possibly August. When the school year starts.
Wow.
But even ESY, the summer school, is still going to be telehealth type of stuff. So I'm still going to be doing that. But it feels good that I get to, pretty soon, as long as other families are okay with it, I'm going to be able to go back into the homes and help kids and families and stuff.
So did they talk about anything about you're going to have to wear a mask in the house?
Yes. I think in Ventura County, because my company runs all over there, a lot of it's optional, but for now in Los Angeles, you're probably going to have to.
So Ventura, no?
Ventura is optional. Mm. If the family requests it, I guess, but if they're going to...
Dude, Ventura is like...
That's crazy.
Ventura is like, we don't give a shit, dude.
Nothing happened up there.
I was in Ventura last weekend, and I went into a brewery. They're like, yeah, we're open. I go, do I have to wear a mask inside? They're like, if you want. It was just... Dude, it was nice to be out at a brewery. Guys, there's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world. I said to Kevin before we started recording that I don't want to get political on this podcast.
We're not.
We're not. And but I will say, like, the event after event after event after event, you cannot sit there any longer and go, like, well, it's just, the virus happened, I guess. I guess a cop killed a black guy, I guess. You know what I mean? I guess Kobe just fucking crashed an airplane. I guess Australia just was on fire. Like, after event, looking at them on their own, it's like, yeah, that's possible. But after event, after event, after event worldwide, it's like, please God, stop thinking that this is just fucking normal.
Yeah.
And that there's not more to this or more to what you're reading or seeing on TV. Okay, that's
it. We're getting into conspiracy.
Remember I told you to fucking
All right, let's talk, if I'm getting into it. You know what? Let's take a little John Krasinski approach and just talk about cool shit.
I hate you for saying that right now.
I know.
I love John Krasinski, but...
Okay.
You know. It seems like a great guy. He seems like a great actor. And I know what he's doing, where he's doing, like, you know, some good news.
Did you know that he sold that?
No.
He sold Some Good News. I forget to what network. He's not going to be hosting it, but
he just sold the concept to somebody else.
They bought it. They bought it. Oh, and now it's a thing, which I think is great. Honestly.
It is great, but like any famous person that does anything, like any idiot could have done that, but because a famous person did, they're going to buy it. Like, you guys couldn't come up with that on your own?
Well, that's what, you know, that's what fame does. I'm sorry, but fame brings you to a lot of eyes. You know, a lot of people are going to see that, and a lot of people are going to react to it. You could have the best idea in the world. If nobody knows about it, ain't nobody going
to
do shit.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Rogan right now, bro.
Why? What's he doing?
You've seen – I've been talking about it, right? Dude, what? You didn't see that the deal he made with Spotify?
No.
You haven't heard anything about this?
I have not, dude. I have.
I've even posted it in our like friends group chat.
I turn everything off, bro. I only interact people with face to face unless it's an emergency. Somebody's gonna call me.
So I and everybody at home listening and watching will inform you right now because everyone's heard about this. Rogan signed a contract with Spotify.
Okay.
So his podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience, you're familiar.
Yeah, I know Joe Rogan's podcast.
Will no longer be available on iTunes, YouTube, any podcast platform except Spotify.
Why?
Because they paid him $100 million.
Oh, I would do that too.
Yeah, I would too.
And then you know what I would do? I would come up with another podcast that would go on all the things that got taken off.
Can I tell you? Oh my God. Hold on. Time out. So first of all, yes, that's what he did. I think it's fucking brilliant. I think he's a pioneer of podcasts. I kind of like Howard Stern. Recently, I don't really like him so much. I think ever since he's been with his new wife, he's been a little bit too much liberal. Not that that's a bad thing. I actually like libertarians, but the word means something else now. But he's a little too much. Anyway, Howard Stern's not my dude anymore.
I don't think liberal and libertarians are the same thing.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
That's where the word came from.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm not sure, but I think that those things are different. But keep going.
Anyway, liberals now, I feel like, give it a bad name. But a libertarian event, like, is at one point was a good thing. Okay?
Yeah. They just want less government. That's what
No politics.
All right, go.
Howard Stern... I always liked him, his show. I thought it was very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Lately, he's been like super liberal. He's been like really annoying and all this shit like that. But I've never, never liked Howard Stern since he said that podcasts will never be broadcasting. Podcasts will never be what like real radio is, all this shit. And he shamed everybody to do the podcast. Bro, Joe Rogan just did $100 million fucking contract, dude. And I'll tell you what else. It's so funny that Kevin just said that. It's because, hey, Spotify, what did you think? Joe Rogan was just going to delete his YouTube account? He was just going to delete his fucking RSS feed of the podcast so all those subscribers were going to go to waste? Dude, all he did was fucking come out and do a new podcast called Joe Rogan MMA.
And that's what the Spotify podcast is.
No.
Oh, wait.
Spotify is getting Joe Rogan Experience, original podcast this whole time.
So that he created, he created a new podcast, and it's the same thing.
On all the other platforms. Dude, Joe Rogan might be the smartest person in stand-up comedy and podcast. And fuck Howard Stern for saying podcasts will never be anything. Oh, yeah, bro? Oh, seriously, dude?
Well, you know, the older generations are always going to put down the younger generation. No, it's true. I mean, like, he was a pioneer in the time, dude. Look at when he first came out, when he was first, like, popular. And he was the rebel at the time. And now he's,
who,
like...
Howard Stern?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now Rogan is the pioneer.
But now he's, like, the old guy who's just like, I don't want, like, you know, what's this going to do? No, fuck podcasts. Nobody can do what I did. Because it makes it accessible for anybody to do. And he, you know, I heard him when he said that.
And say what you want about podcasts. Fucking Howard Stern. Howard Stern's exclusive deal with XM Radio many years ago, what I think was like $500 million. But guess what?
What?
That didn't include like the cost of running the show. So $500 million meant like he had to pay for like the production.
No, okay. Yeah.
So he didn't walk home
with $500 million. He walked home with $500 million minus what it takes to run his show.
Exactly.
Okay.
Guess what else?
What?
When he sold his show to XM Radio, he didn't have an RSS feed, which is podcasts.
Yeah.
To go, well, I'll just create a different show. That's what the podcast fucking allows you to do, bro.
Technology, man. Technology.
Like, man, why would you shit on anybody? Look, I could pick on technology all day. There's certain things that it's terrible and ruins life and culture, but like, why would you shit on podcasts, dude? Like, why would you shit on anybody? Like, yeah, Howard Stern, you were fucking born into like this time where radio was a big deal, you know what I mean? And you can go work at a radio station and it would eventually, you know, you worked your way to the top. That's not like a possibility anymore. Radio's like not that big anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is a different time. So why would you shit on anybody trying to, you know, he shat on people.
Don't shit on the next big thing because the next big thing might crush you.
Dude, it fucking bothered me so much. And that was like, honestly, like 5 years ago. And it's bothered me this whole time. It's like, why would you do that? That's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, fucking.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because he took the bait.
Yeah, man. Before we started recording, Kevin showed me some footage of some stuff that you were working on.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, dude, I thought it was hilarious. I can't wait till everybody else can see it.
Thank you.
And for those of you that don't know, because Kevin hasn't been in studio in a while, Kevin Lyons, who's my co-host, is not necessarily a stand-up comedian, but he's done it before. But mostly his primary thing is filmmaking. And I'm really happy, since we're talking about during this downtime, getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the pressure to get things done before things are open. Dude, you just showed me some stuff that I thought was really funny. And I'm really proud to tell everybody about you, because I think it's so important. I've been saying this, like, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I've been saying this on the Homeschool Podcast, is how important it is to come out of this thing, the virus. Right now, everybody's talking about something different. Everybody's talking about, you know, a race war.
Mm-hmm.
But the virus is still very much alive. People are still wearing masks and stuff like that. And when you come out of this, I've been saying, don't come out of this going like, I didn't do shit. I've been saying that. Like, don't come out of this going like, dude, I went into this with a list of things to get done. And I go, okay, during this time, I wrote a list out. This is stuff to get done during this time. Cleaning out my closet. Cleaning out my garage. Editing my CD. Distributing my CD for release, which is coming out soon. Dude, like, I made a list of fucking things to do. I've accomplished, like, so many. Like, remodeling my bedroom. Writing a couple of short stories. Like, write this list. Don't come out of this. We've had a couple of guests on. You weren't there. Had a couple of guests on talking about, like, what were they doing during all this. And so many people, like Melissa said that she went and learned how to write Farsi. You know, she's originally Iranian from Iran. She knows how to speak it. She never knew how to write it.
Mm-hmm.
She learned how to write Farsi, dude, so she can write letters to her mom and stuff. It's like, whatever it is, you have this downtime. Don't sit there and fucking be like, well, I'm getting unemployment. And you sit there on the couch and your biggest job is to get up and fill out your like weekly shit where you have to qualify for unemployment every 2 weeks. And that's your biggest job. I'm so sick of hearing, that's what got me fired up. I'm so sick of hearing about comics. I know comedians that are going like, dude, I don't even want to say names, But I had a conversation with a comedian recently where we were sitting down and I was mentioning that I said, I can't wait to go back to work, I said. This is the word I used, okay? I said, I can't wait to go back to work, meaning I'm a comedian, mm-hmm. to go back to perform. And then, like, later on, I was talking about other stuff. I was with a group of people and I said, like, you know, someone asked me, what have you been doing? I go, oh, I've been kayaking a lot lately, is what I said. I go, I've been, I have a kayak, I take it out, you know, I'm nowhere near anybody, so I can still social distance. And I go, I'm still, like, on the water. I go, it's like, it makes you feel like you're alive. I've really been enjoying it. And the dude, this one comic goes to me and he goes, like, oh, you mentioned earlier you can't wait to go back to work. I'm like, yeah. And he was like, you think you're going to be able to go back to work and still kayak? And I'm like, what the fuck are you even talking about, dude? Like, what's the correlation of the two? He was like, well, you said you want to go back to work, but you think you're going to have time to do all this stuff like kayak? He goes, there's poor people out there who don't have a kayak and fucking work so hard for bullshit money, and we're not working, looking forward to going back to work. Like, dude, you're a fucking stand-up comedian, bro. Like, I'm sorry that you're having a hard time with, like, the fuck, with all the shit that's going on in the world. Everybody's having a hard time with it, dude. Mm-hmm. I think that I can't even, like, really tell you fully what his argument was. I think his argument was, is that, like, there's people out there that work really hard and don't get paid as much as other people, so they're not looking forward to going back to working really hard to get, like, shit money. They'd rather not work right now and collect their paychecks. I ain't mad if you're collecting unemployment right now. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, you earned that. They take it out of your paychecks this whole time for unemployment, so you might as well take it now while you don't have it. But if work is coming, work is coming, man. Like, if there's work, there's opportunity. Like, yeah, you're guaranteed the $450 a week and the $600 a week of unemployment right now. You're guaranteed it, right? For now. Eventually, it's going to run out. The $600 a week runs out July 31st. That's gone. And then you're just back to $450 a week. But you're so comfortable sitting on the couch doing nothing, relaxing, enjoying your time with this free money. And it's not, like I said, like, fine, take it for now. You earned it. But there's so much more opportunity to get out there and work. And I know a lot of you guys are like, well, my job doesn't really have opportunities. And and maybe his argument is right. We don't make that much money and we work so hard for it. No,
that's bullshit, talking about the kayaking.
Dude, he goes, like, you're not going to be able to kayak when you go back to work. And I'm like, fucking yes, I will, dumbass.
Why do you think you have a kayak?
Dude, do you think I kayak every single day? I'm kayaking on the weekends.
Do you want to know why you got so fired up?
Why?
Because you took the bait.
Dude, I take the bait, dude. This guy's fucking going off. Here's the best part, Kevin. I won't say names on this podcast, but I'll tell you.
We'll say it afterwards.
I will say it afterwards, but I don't even need to, because as soon as I tell you right now, you're going to know.
Okay.
This happened at the house of a comedy club owner.
Okay.
And there was a few other comics there, and we were just chatting. And when this conversation was going down, this particular comedy club owner, it's a husband and wife duo.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You know already.
I know.
The husband, comedy club owner, I thought he was going to kill that dude.
Really?
He jumped up out of his couch and fucking went, like, he goes, it's everything in my power to not strangle you right now, he said to the guy. And if you know who I'm talking about, that dude is all about business and money, dude, yeah. And fucking working it and yeah. Hustling. And although I've had my problems with him in the past and my difficulties with him in the past, like, he wasn't wrong about this dude. He was on my side with it. Like, they were all like, what's wrong if he kayaks? Why can't he kayak? He's like, well, he's not going to be able to kayak when he goes back to work. And I'm like, bro, if I get a fucking gig that says we want to hire you from Tuesday through Sunday performing in our comedy club, you bet your ass I'm going to take it. And then when I come home,
I can go kayaking
because I don't have any other fucking work. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
People are so concerned about what other people are doing and thinking that the fact that you're not struggling means that it is the reason why other people are struggling.
But hey, man, I am struggling. I ain't just going to sit there and cry about it, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go, like, I'm struggling. I can't pay my rent. Blah, blah, blah. I am struggling, dude. I ain't fucking rich. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Like, I heard, I
ain't going to cry about it, though.
I don't know where. I think I saw this article somewhere, and it was somebody talking about how people who read to their kids at night is shaming people who work at night and can't read to the kids. And so it's giving your kids an advantage because you're reading to them at night and the other kids don't get it. And so they were shaming people who read to their kids at night. And it was just like, man, this is such an organic world where everything is different. People do different things. And it's just like, it's one thing if you want to bring awareness to people who need help or being oppressed or who don't get the same advantages as other people. That's great to bring awareness to that, but when you're bringing shame to people who have worked hard and have made great choices and want to do fun things like kayaking or anything else, it's just like that is not what you should be doing, especially when people are not talking about, you know, politics or anything, but when people compare protesting, it's just like I get angry. I'm like, you should not compare protesting. I saw a really good meme once. It's just like, why does insulin cost $500 and when this costs so much? And then I saw somebody cross out all that information and just wrote, why does it cost $500? You know what I mean? It's just like you can still bring awareness to something without bringing something else down.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't concentrate on every problem in the world. That's why there's so many groups of people who do that.
Yeah.
There's so many awesome, amazing, beautiful people in the world that bring awareness to situations and people who can't do it for themselves, that need it. And a lot of the times, and I'm not saying that's everybody, but a lot of the times they use that their situation and their almighty, this is what I'm doing, to bring down other people. And it's just like, that's not what it's about. And I'm not singling anybody out. It's just like, it's just something I notice when people get fired up and they take the bait that in order to fight for their situation, they need to bring down other situations. And I just think it's stupid.
I think you're right, man. And I haven't heard that before about reading to kids.
It was, you know, it could have even been a fake article. I'm not sure.
See the point that they're trying to make.
But somebody complains about that.
Yeah. Here's what I have to say to those people. Okay. The same thing that I have to say, which I've said before quarantines and corona and all this shit. I've been saying it on this podcast. If you're not familiar, go back and listen. Okay. Same thing I've been saying, which is the same thing I'll say to stand-up comedians who say they don't have time to fucking go pursue their dreams. It's the same exact thing. I know you have a day job. I know you work to pay the bills. There's nothing wrong with it. I know you're tired after you leave that day job. But at night, guess what, dude? After I leave my fucking day job, I'm going out. I was doing comedy, or I was recording a podcast and then going and doing a spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not lying. You were there. You've seen me before this fucking lockdown bullshit. I would go to work, do 8 to 10 hour shift, come home. You and I record a podcast and I would run to leave to do a spot somewhere. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
There's zero excuses why you can't read to your fucking kid.
Well, here's the thing, though. Now you're starting to get into what I was talking about, how you can't bring other people down. Like, I admire your work ethic because you do work all day, and then you go out at night to comedy clubs, which is something now that, like, I couldn't do. It drives me crazy. I like going to bed early now because I'm getting older. And when you say, I don't have time, that can get aggravating, but some people are just not mentally capable of doing the same things as other people. You know, like when people get who have been abiding by the lockdown rules and staying inside and social distancing and wearing masks. I was talking to one of my friends from back home, and they have, you know, they made great choices in life. They have great jobs. They have a great house, and guess what they do? They stay inside, you know, during the quarantine, and they get so upset about people who want to be outside and they can't take it anymore. They don't understand that not everybody thinks on the same level. Not everybody's mentally capable of doing the same things.
Yeah.
Everybody suffers from different mental illnesses, or, you know, just because you have a big house, or at least not a big house, if you have a decent house and you have, you know, you can stay at home and work from home, doesn't mean, you know, the three dudes living in a one bedroom apartment can do the same thing and, you know, stay inside. You need to get out. Not everybody's going to handle this stuff.
Yeah.
But not just for the quarantine. I'm talking about in other aspects of life.
But like, so there's alterations, though, depending on what your situation is, where you can get out of the house or where you can read to your kids or where you can. There's alterations. It may not be ideal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like when I was talking about that article.
You can't make an excuse. You got to get it done. But I think that's a really interesting thing.
It was just for the fact that, like, if you can't read your kids, read to your kids, you can't blame the people who can read your kids. That's true. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to.
But their argument is, like the guy who was telling me that, like, well, I'm not in a rush to get back to the normal because the normal was really sucky for me, which is basically what I think what their argument was. It's like, dude, it's sucky because you make it sucky. To be honest with you, it's sucky because you make it sucky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that's not fair if I'm talking to a homeless guy who lives under the freeway. But then again, you could say that to him too. It's sucky because you made it sucky, dude. But with the current situation, though, but that's what his past situations. But with current situations, dude, it's sucky because you make it fucking sucky. Do you think that, like, I go kayaking and, like, sure, it's easy to go and go, like, look at that person's fucking beautiful house right here on the lake. Look at that person's fucking kayak better than mine. Or they have a boat. I'm in a kayak. They have a boat. Like, of course you can do that all day. But if you do that, you're going to make it sucky. My life ain't sucky.
No.
You got to appreciate what you have.
Don't feel bad about that shit because
I don't feel bad about it.
No.
I'm just trying to make a point.
I'm talking to them. Because I've seen where you live. You live in an apartment.
I live in a one-bedroom apartment.
You live in a one-bedroom apartment.
And when you say
I go kayaking, people think that you're just some elite who's going kayaking, you know, down the river. It's like, no, you want to be on the water because that's what you do. You know, I guarantee you, everybody who has, who's not as fortunate, has spent money on themselves or time for themselves that equals the same amount that it took you to buy a fucking kayak.
Yeah, dude. You know what I mean? You can get a kayak for $250 fucking $300, exactly. Which is like a quarter of what your fucking unemployment checks are right now.
That's the price per week. That's the price of a TV, dude.
Yeah. Less than.
You're not buying TVs all the time or anything like that. You don't even watch TV, dude. You like occasionally, maybe. I think you're like a weekend movie guy, if that.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't watch TV. I watch movies on the weekend.
Yeah, that's it. Like you don't spoil yourself that you like to be out in the world.
I work nonstop, dude. And it's like, I'm not trying to fucking boast. I'm trying to say that, like, give yourself zero excuses. I'm not in your position if you have a kid that you can't read to at night or whatever the example might be. I don't want to harp on that one too much, but I just feel like that's just like, dude, don't make it suck. Make the best of what you have, man. Like, appreciate what you have. I don't ever look at, like, what somebody else has and go, like, well, it's better. I look at what I have and go, like, well, it could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fucking work late, come home, and in the daytime read to your kid. I don't know what to tell you. Like, there's sacrifices you gotta make. I'm no fucking preacher, okay? I often say there's no time to work out.
Yeah.
Which, like, I could make time to work out.
Yeah.
I really, really could.
Could, but you don't want to.
I do want to. No, I just don't want to that bad. Like, I don't really want to, you know what I mean? Like, I'll make excuses. Like, I'll go, like, man, I work all day, and I fucking do comedy, and I do podcasts, and I do where's the time for anything? I know I pay all the bills in the house, shit like that. Like, of course, I could do that. Where's the time to work out? But listen, I could wake up a little earlier. I can definitely get a workout an hour in a day instead of coming right home and having a drink. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not fucking perfect, you know what I mean? I know I got faults, but, like, I'm recognizing that it's not necessarily the world or life trying to get me down. It's just that I've got to take what life has given me and make the best of it.
Absolutely, buddy.
And I think there's so much opportunity. I appreciate the fact that people, I got fired up because of the dude at the house party. And I don't.
Do I know this dude?
I don't think so. Just another comic. And I don't think that I agree with his point. Of like, well, some of us don't have such a great life that we're in a rush to get back to. I don't necessarily agree that there's so much opportunity out there. I know that you normally in regular life get paid $400 a month. And right now in unemployment, you're getting paid fucking over $2,000 a month. I get that. But on unemployment, there's no opportunity. You're just getting a fixed rate for a very limited amount of time, which is inevitable to run out. But in life, there's opportunity to make that $400 a month into five or six or seven or happiness, regardless of money. There's so much more opportunity. So, I mean, would I rather collect, you know, a free $1,050 a week from unemployment, or would I rather take my chances out in the world of comedy clubs where I have a chance of making zero? To sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take sky's the limit, bro, because it's what I love doing, and I feel proud to do it.
I agree with you, man.
That's how I feel about it. But anyway, I'm proud of you, dude, and I want to tell our listeners of the Homeschool Podcast that I'm proud to tell you that Kevin's making funny fucking content and great stuff, and he is not taking in vain all of this opportunity and downtime.
I did the first month.
Everybody was scared, dude, at first.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't just scared. I mean, like, I was able. I mean, I appreciate what you're saying, dude. I really do. The first month, it wasn't just, I mean, I had anxiety. I was mentally capable of doing stuff. I was working. I was getting food. I was making sure I was okay. It's just that I'm not like all other creatives when I can just create all the time. I mean, I always have ideas going in my head, but when my anxiety kicks in, I can't create. I can't sit down. I feel selfish if I do that. I almost feel like my dad is lingering over my shoulders. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing this shit for? When you need to go get some money. You need to take care of yourself. Be responsible. And so when that stuff was happening, I shut down and I only was intaking art from people. I was watching everybody on the internet, and I was just taking that time for me just to relax and get used to it. And then it's like, it's weird because like right when all this started, there was all this big rush of everybody needed to do stuff to put stuff on the internet. It was almost like a race. Like everybody needed to go do something to put everything out. It was like that energy out there, and all that pressure felt on my shoulders. I'm like, I don't want to do it, and I just want to take care of me, and I want to intake. I want to take that time to learn different types of art, which I have been doing. I've been doing a lot of learning how to do other forms of art. Which you did in silence, dude. I did do it in silence, and then right when everything started to die down, when you're not seeing content everywhere from people who are been inside quarantining, is like when I'm like, I'm ready to start making shit. And now, like, I'm really excited because that's why I have the mustache, everybody. I have a web series called The Discovered Mysteries of the Undiscovered, where we it's a parody of
Unsolved Mysteries or something.
It's a mixture of Unsolved Mysteries and In Search of with Leonard Nimoy from the 70s. I just love those old documentaries about Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster.
Pretty funny, dude.
And I just wanted to do my own version of that, and like, because I love doing it, and I know that. And here's the big test: is my older brother loves it. And my older brother, we have a lot of the same type of humor, but when it comes to like movies that I love and movies that he loves, they're kind of different. But he loves this character that I created, and he loves the show, and I love doing it.
I was never 100% sold on the idea either, dude. But
it's never been my thing. But you still did our first episode.
I did. Yeah. Well, dude, if you ask me to do something, I'll do it. But I see your vision now, which mm-hmm. nobody else would have seen except for you. And in the beginning, I was a little skeptical on it, and it wasn't my favorite of your sketches. And like now, I see like It's getting, like, so funny, dude. It's, like, funnier than ever. You just showed me some footage that's not even out yet.
And then I told you the idea for the movie afterwards.
You did.
And it was completely different than what you thought it was going to be. And it's actually, like, a really good idea.
It's a great idea, dude. But the point is, like, I ain't mad at you that at the first month you were like, I ain't doing this shit. Everybody's relationship right now, I ain't doing shit right now.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad at you about that. And I ain't mad at you about taking your time or going like, what is this? Let's feel this out and see what happens, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I ain't mad about any of that. What I'm happy about is that if you come out of this with something. I'm not saying you came out of this with finished products that have already been released. You came out of this with a new education. Mm-hmm. You have been learning new ways to film. Mm-hmm. You have been learning new ways of special effects and art.
And
I don't know what forms of art. Technical terms for it, but you've been doing your own like CGI and
digital painting
and stuff like that to make really cool stuff. And it's like, I don't care what the fuck happened, but when you come out of this thing, you came out with a new education to apply towards what you want, and I just fucking get a fucking boner when I hear about shit like that, dude.
I gave you a boner?
Everybody gives me a boner when they come out of this quarantine and go, like, during this downtime, I picked up this hobby or this trait or this extra thing towards what I'm already interested in.
I agree with you, and that's why I like it when people are engaging in these artistic endeavors for their own satisfaction rather than, ooh, what's popular right now? Let's make a video about that. Like, I knew, like, everybody was telling me, oh, you guys got to make something. It's quarantine. And everybody's making stuff about quarantine.
Well, everything's going to do.
You know?
It's going to be the same thing, dude, when I go back to stand-up comedy, which is coming very, very, very soon. I got dates. It's going to be the same thing. Like, all comics are going to be doing quarantine stuff.
Oh, but not you.
I'm not going to do any quarantine stuff,
dude. Good, don't do
you
it.
You know who I wanted to do quarantine stuff?
Who?
Bill Burr.
Oh, okay.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys go do your quarantine
people
stuff.
People who you know can handle it.
Yeah.
And do it really well.
I probably could do a pretty brilliant bit on quarantine too, but I ain't going to do it.
Those guys
have earned it. Let them do it. Every other comic on the planet, shut the fuck up about it. Just don't even go there.
Or do it if you like to. Don't take his bait.
But dude, I just, if you could take anything away from Joe Rogan, I know a lot of people look up to him and a lot of people love him, as do I, dude. I got nothing but love for Joe Rogan. I mean, I have so much respect for him. I know fucking, like, all you guys listening to this podcast know all the famous comics, especially the ones that hang out at the Comedy Store, you know what I mean? Like, you guys know all of them. I know all of them, too. I know which ones of your favorite comedians are fucking assholes, okay? And douchebags and fucking sleazeballs. But I'll tell you what, Joe Rogan, who's probably bigger than all of them, is like the coolest dude, the most genuine fucking dude, and where other dudes won't give you the time of day, if you're a fucking nobody comic, he gives you the time of day. He'll sit there. He's fucking likable. He'll talk to you. He'll hear your opinions. Just a solid fucking human being. Will always, like, say hello to you. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't make you feel out of place. Great, great, great fucking person, Joe Rogan. If you're going to take anything from him, take that somebody as giant as Howard Stern said in the broadcasting industry, said, it couldn't be done. And Joe Rogan fucking did it.
I will never say something can't be done.
Dude, if you're the mentality...
I'm never going to say that.
I'm not shaming anybody, but if you're the mentality of, I normally work hard and don't get paid well, so I'm not in a hurry to go back to the normal, so I'm going to sit here and collect my unemployment. If that's your mentality, you're not going to be a Joe Rogan. You have to get out there where your options are $0 or sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the risk. And if you're a fucking risk taker, like Rogan was, he just did a $100 million fucking contract. Will I ever get there? Doubtful. Doubtful. It's super inspiring. It's super inspiring that if you stay at home and collect your unemployment, you're 100% guaranteed what they told you they'll give you until they'll give it to you. If you go out in the world, you're not guaranteed anything. But you have the chance of so much more opportunity. And if you're going to take anything from fucking Rogan, take that, dude. That's like, he fucking shut everybody's fucking opinion down. There's no arguing with him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's super inspiring to me as a comedian. As you know, here on the Homeschool Podcast, we are all about self-training, self-motivation, and documenting the journey, dude. And that's what we're doing right now.
Write it down. Document it, because you might forget it.
That's it, dude. What do you say we get the hell out of here?
Let's go eat some salmon.
Yeah, man, I'm hungry. I'm sorry for the late podcast, you guys, but we still got two in this week. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and next week we have great guests. Guys, I've got great, interesting guests coming up the next couple of weeks. It's going to be awesome. We avoided politics this time because the next couple episodes are going to get fucking off the rails. And what's up?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. And so we'll see you next week. Don't forget Puffy Mattress. Click the link in the description. You guys, best night of your life. If you're thinking you can't afford it, listen, you guys, they have a monthly payment plan. You'll pay it off and you're sleeping. Nothing's more important than a good night's sleep. It's worth the fucking money, okay? And you're supporting the Homeschool Podcast. Also, in the description, you'll see a link for the merch. Get yourself a Homeschool Podcast t-shirt, the ex-president's edition while you still can. And click on the third link for tour dates, which will be, you can get tickets to see me on the road. And right now I have June 18th through 21st in Phoenix, Arizona at the House of Comedy. Get tickets because they're very, very limited, all right, you guys? And that's it. You good?
Yeah, bro. Are you good?
I'm good.
And don't take the bait, you guys. Don't take the bait.
That's a fucking good advice. I know you guys want to say something. You're not going to change anybody's mind. Don't take the bait. Just get away and fucking go work on you, work on your production, and be happy. Go work on your happiness. All right? Thank you. Big thank you to Kevin Lyons for being a co-host and being here today in person and allowing us to record in the THM studio. And big thank you to every single listener out there who supports the Homeschool Podcast and continues to tune in every week to hear us document the journey. I'm Augustino Zoida, and this is the Homeschooled Podcast. Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
No, okay.
I don't want to do that at all.